played a lot of badminton with Baba. Mm. Up on the hill. Now where the tin shed is, outside Arrow, there was no tin shed then. That was a ground.
What's the Druga Hill? Merabad.
Oh, Merabad.
Think about the Druga Hill.
But how could you play in that wind, badminton? Because
the wall of the East Room and the Museum Room, which was the water tank originally, that look, there are no windows, and that was a good. I don't remember there being a problem of wind at that time when we played badminton. So, and ping pong, table tennis. He liked playing with me because at least I gave some resistance. He was so good. Yeah. And then volleyball and cricket. Volleyball, we would get into anything Baba wanted us to do, wholeheartedly, 100%. Even from the beginning, you didn't feel like playing a game. Which, you know, you may not be in the mood, you may not be in the health, you may not have the time. It's the wrong time. It's not when you feel like it. Everything always had to be when Baba felt like it. And so in the beginning there might be a bit of a groan, a croak inside of you. But once you do that, then you really get into it and you really enjoy it. How often this has happened again and again. So, there would be the volleyball. This was in Mahabaleshwar and others when we were quite a lot of us. Badminton that I'm talking about was when we were just a handful of women with Baba on Merabad Hill. Before the others came, before the Westerners came, before the Easterners came, we were just about five, six of us with Baba. So, but the volleyball was later, later on when we were in Mahabaleshwar or in other places, not Merabad. And we would get into it, you know, so there would be such a din. You didn't do it, yes I did, you hit the ball, I didn't, but I was not. And, you know, a big caucus, a din. And in the midst of that, we would hear Baba's clap. Baba's clap would cut through any sound, any noise, any bellows, any din of any kind. So just we would hear that clap and we'd stop and turn around. And Baba said, it's finished, over. So we would drop, not only drop the rackets and ball, the football, whatever we had, but we dropped the game. You know, it's as if we're not playing at all. So we learned not to be attached to anything. It didn't. There was no leftover from the argument later. It was just like a clean cut, finished. When he says play, play it with all your mind, and that is the same now. You know, to do what we're doing actively for Baba. Without getting so involved that you cannot come out of it when he says, snap out of it. Baba would do that even when we were up on the hill and Baba would be down below. He would come up and then go down. He would be with the men. And that's long distance, all down the hill he would go down. So in the meantime, we would quickly, each of us, do our duties as fast as we could. Naja and Kitty would be in the kitchen with the cooking and the bagulas, which means vessels and all. Each one, Rana would be with the drawing, Margaret would do something, Kitty and Elizabeth was probably taking Kibby out for a run, and I would be doing my thing. Each one was doing their thing, which was also always Baba's thing. There never ever was anything what we now say is my thing. There was no my thing, only Baba's thing. But we were all busy, we got to finish this too. Baba told us, you know, everything has to be done and ready in time. In the midst of that, when there's a crescendo of activity and each one in their own way revolving around their own duties, we would find that Baba came up unexpectedly, would get into the East Room, that's Mara and my room where we were. And suddenly there'd be a clap and I would be sent out to say, call everybody. So usually it was, everybody Baba wants everybody. And then I'd see, you know, my sisters coming out from a few from the kitchen, banging the vessels on away from the fire. Others would come with soap suds on their hands. Somebody would come buttoning their clothes, probably being in the bath. Each one, you could see that come straight out of some activity, very much involved at the time, and we would all wend our way towards the east room, and there Baba would be seated on the bed with the cushion at the back and legs crossed, stretched out, and we would all carry in our little wooden stools. You know, we had these little seats, and in fact, we even put our names underneath it so they didn't get mixed up. And each would be, there'd be Nurina, Elizabeth, Kitty, the Easterners, and Westerners. And after we sat, well, it's nice, it's lovely. You know, you're really relaxed now, away from that intense tempo. Now you've stopped it all and you come and relax. And we would look at Baba. And Baba would tell us something, which was a trivial order, like for instance, it seemed like trivial, like, well, instead of getting up at 5:30 from tomorrow, you get up at 5:15. Yes, Baba. Finished, Baba said, okay, go back to your work. And it was so difficult to get into motion and speed again, but he had made us realize how it can be done, you know, detached us in a single moment. And we could have sat there hours, made no difference. But those little ways is how it helps us, any of us, even now, you know, to be concerned, to be active, but not so entangled in it that you trip over yourself. That you become an obstacle in what he wants done. You always have to leave it open and airy for him to work on.